Blog Talk Radio.
Your normally scheduled broadcast has now been canceled. Please stand by for this important announcement. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Brilliant Ideas Radio presents Grills Gone Wild, hosted by your two favorite bad boys of Foodie Radio. And now, here are your hosts, hailing from parts unknown, it's the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas, and his trusty sidekick, also hailing from parts unknown, he just may be the great Canadian Sasquatch, it's Crispy. The studio number is 714-242-5272.
Good evening, everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio. This is Grills Gone Wild, and this is Brilliant Ideas, your host and his trusty sidekick. I think we have Crispy. Wake up. It's East Coast time. Wake up. It's 12 a.m. Are you awake?
Oh, hey, welcome to Brilliant Ideas, Grills Gone Wild. Oh, yeah.
Did we wake you?
I was taking a little snoozer, you know, resting up for the awesome show we're about to have. That's right.
Well,
oh, yeah.
Wake up over there, because it's another edition of Grills Gone Wild on a Friday night, and we are here. And we just turn it loose, unplugged. We never know what we're going to do. And I guess the first thing we got to make sure that tonight. What the heck are you doing over there? Are you eating the microphone?
No, that's my chair. Sorry, my office chair is a little squeaky. Sorry.
The first thing we got to make sure on Grills Gone Wild that we are drinking the proper drinks for the night. So let me cue up our intro, and you have to tell me, Crispy, what are you drinking tonight over there on the ocean? What do we have tonight?
Oh, tonight I'm drinking an ice-cold, thick Guinness with a nice foamy head. That's right. Foamy head is where it should be.
Foamy head is where it should be. I'm not even going there.
Right. I may need some help. I don't know.
Well, I'm drinking, what am I drinking here? Shiraz, and I've got a little bit of this. Have you seen this peppermint alcohol-infused whipped cream?
What?
it's called cream. And it's peppermint alcohol-infused whipped cream. In fact, let me shake some of it up here, and let me just spray some in my mouth. And it's filled with alcohol. And let me tell you, it is a party in a can. Ladies.
It's a party in somebody's mouth right now, I tell you that. Wow. That's crazy.
I'm reading the back of it. It's called Cream. Shake well. Pull off the top, dispense upside down, and the party starts in your mouth. It is amazing. So, you got to check this out. It's alcohol-infused. In fact, it's got 19% alcohol. So, it's pretty rough stuff. So, that's what I'm having between the Shiraz and a little bit of this cream. It's going to be a good night. And speaking of good nights, did you... have another Craigslist date? You know, last time we talked, you had told us about your Valentine's date. Have you had any more Craigslist dates?
I haven't had a date per se. I've been kind of shopping around. I've gotten some interesting, and I mean, oh, interesting, pictures from women. It's been interesting. You know, the typical missing teeth, peg leg, eye patch, you know, the typical Florida women, you know.
Well, see, you become a famous DJ on this blog talk radio, and so I'm sure the women are just knocking on your door, and
yes, they are. Come on in, hookers. You know,
might not be the kind of women that you want, but you were telling us last week that you don't let any expense go to waste, and you always take your dates to the drive-through.
Right, man. The sky is the limit on the 79-cent menu at TB. Yes. We won't mention any corporate names because we don't get sponsored. So,
that's right.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll mention your name if you pay us some bucks, but otherwise we're not mentioning your name anymore. But that place that used to have that king guy and that place that used to have that clown looking guy, those are kind of your hangouts when you take them on the date.
Pretty much. When I find the right one, I'll take him to the fast food joint with the girl in the red pigtails, because that's classy here in Orlando. That is fancy schmancy.
That's when you move it up in the big time, when you take them to the one with the pigtails. And speaking of fast food comedy, since we like to do a little bit of crazy stuff on Friday night, we have been playing a little bit of comedy and also some music, and we picked out a little clip here from a comedian whose name is Michael Joyner, and this kind of goes right along, kind of a segue. This is a little bit of drive-through comedy for those people out there who've ever been to a drive-through.
And doesn't it seem like they always let the biggest goofball work the late-night drive-through window at some of these joints? I pulled up one of these fast food restaurants the other night. The guy at the speaker goes, "What do you want?" "Yeah, let me get a double cheeseburger." "We don't have double cheeseburgers anymore." "Do you have cheeseburgers?" "Yes, we do." "Give me two cheeseburgers, put it on one bun." "I'm going to have to ask the manager if we can do that." "Look, man, forget it. Look, just give me two regular cheeseburgers, a medium fry, a small Coke, and can you put some extra ketchup in the bag, please?" "Can you?" "Okay, I'm back." "He said we can't do that." "What?" "The manager said we can only sell what's on the menu." "Double cheeseburgers on the menu." "We're out, dude." "Okay, look. Give me two cheeseburgers, a medium fry." "We don't have medium, sir. We have small, large, and extra large." "Okay, which one of those is in the middle?" "He wants to know which one's in the middle. Which one is it?" "Large?" "Give me the large." "Okay, would you like some fries with that?" "That's what I just ordered, Opie. I just ordered fries." "How'd you know my name was Opie?" "What size did you want?" "Look, I got the medium." "We don't have medium, sir. We have..." "Look, I got the one in the middle. What is that, large?" "He keeps asking me which one's in the middle." "Yeah. Okay, look. Give me two cheeseburgers, a large fry, and a small Coke." "It's like supersize, that fry?" "What, are you working on commission now?"
"No."
"We can supersize that fry for 39 cents. Look, forget the fry. Just give me two cheeseburgers and a small Coke." "Okay, but if you get the combo platter, we give you a small fry with that for the same price." "And give me the combo with the small fry." "It's like supersize that fry?" "I'll tell you what, Opie, forget everything. Just give me one cheeseburger. Can you handle that? One cheeseburger." "Okay, but we have a special on double cheeseburgers." You've been there, huh?"
Does that sound like one of your dates there, Crispy? Crispy, you there?
This is not Crispy.
Crispy. We messed you up here. Crispy, you there? That sounds like one of your dates?
No, that's not one of my dates. Hello? Okay.
I just realized our guest has the same number. It looks very similar to yours, and I hit the wrong button. But that,
oops.
Sorry about that. Anyway, we wanted to make a couple of announcements before we go to our guest, even though I'm screwing up. I guess I've been eating too much of this alcohol-infused whipped cream. But make a couple of announcements here. February, we have broken a record. We have had more listeners in February to date than we've had any month since we started in September. So now we are, let's see, 6 times the amount of listeners we had in September. So instead of one person listening, we have how many, Crispy?
We have 5 billion.
5 listeners. Billion. Somewhere between 5 and 6 billion people listening. But we are doing real well, and I want to give a shout-out because we couldn't do it if it wasn't for our agent, our booking agent, Sunbless Carol, who's out there getting the guests for us and helping us out with the show and bringing in great talent. And we just want to give a shout-out to Sunbless Carol for all she's done to get us all the nice guests and help promote our show, and just like to thank her for that. And I just want to say something, too. Carol, just remember, my birthday, April 7th, the key word is the Bengals. So if you can pull that off, no pressure or anything, but April 7th, we'd like to have the Bengals on. And she's really been working hard, slow and steady, wins the race, and it also makes your woman happy. So she's been doing real well to get the show moving along. And I just think we need to thank her for all that. And
yes, thank you, Carol. October 26th is my birthday. Walk like an Egyptian, the Cleverleys.
And before we go to our guest, even though I screwed up earlier, I think Crispy wanted to try out one of his jokes. So, Crispy,
right.
Do you want to tell your joke about the clippity-clop?
Right, yes. Everyone, hold on to your seats, because this is going to be one awesome joke. That's right. Ready? Okay. What goes clip-clop, clip-clop, bang, clip-clop?
I don't
Anybody
know.
Have any guesses?
What does go clip-clop, clip-clop, bang, clip-clop?
An Amish drive-by. Yes,
thank you very much.
Performing for the next 30 minutes.
And all right, on that note, we should probably stop drinking and bring our guest on. We have an excellent guest tonight. For those who may have been following us on Facebook and have been watching who's coming up on our show, we are honored tonight to have what I would call a blues legend, someone who's been playing the blues, playing guitar, and singing for 40 years. It's John Garcia. And, John, this time I pressed the button. I mean to bring you on. How are you doing tonight? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you.
We
appreciate you coming on the show, and thank you for coming on Grills Gone Wild, where we basically have no rules at night. We just kind of crank it up and see what happens, and we just want to have you on because, well, I have to tell you, we've been listening to your music. It's unbelievable, and wanted to find out a little bit about yourself and how you got started, and can you just get kind of background about John Garcia and how you got started in the blues business?
Okay, well, I mean, I started playing probably when I was about 16.
Okay.
I'll reveal my age. I started playing about 1966, and I think I was about 15 or 16 then. And, you know, what got the bug for me was I heard a Dick Dale record, Miserulou, you know, some surf music.
Okay.
And that kind of opened my ear up to the guitar. And that's basically how I started. Now, you know, I was listening to music of the time, you know, rock and roll stuff like Chuck Berry. And
right.
Then I started getting into blues stuff like, you know, Freddie King, B.B. King, that kind of stuff. And, you know, I was listening to all the music of the time. You know, the Stones were big. Hendrix. You know, I kind of liked it all, but I always kind of favored towards the blues stuff, you know.
Right.
And you know, that's basically how I got started. There weren't many bands where I lived, and but I was really lucky. I didn't, you know, I lived about an hour or so away from San Francisco. So, you know, I could go up on the weekends to San Francisco to, like, the Fillmore and see all kinds of great bands playing back, you know, in the late 60s, early 70s.
And so that you actually, gave, but you actually yourself, you actually played with some of these guys too, like B.B. King and Johnny Lee Hooker and some of those folks when you were getting started.
Yeah, ironically, yes. I mean, the music I was listening to and loving, I actually made connections with some of these people as time went on, as, you know, as I got better and stuff, and it kind of, you know, it kind of fell into place, even though I wasn't really thinking about that at the time. You know, I just got into playing primarily because, you know, I just loved the music, and, and that's why I got into it. I just loved the sound of the guitar, and I love music. But, it is ironic, you know, people that I was digging that, like John Lee Hooker, for instance. I had a lot of his records. I never really thought about that someday I'd be playing with him. Which is, you know, it's very cool. You know,
right.
Hindsight, thinking back. But, I was really lucky. There was a lot of great music. You know, there was a great scene here in the Bay Area in the late 60s and early 70s. And you could see so many great blues acts and also rock acts, too, of the time.
Right.
And I was really just fortunate to get to see a lot of these people and meet some of them. And then eventually get to play with some of them, you know. I look back in the late 60s, early 70s, B.B. King used to host a jam session at the at the Fillmore, you know, before he was, like, really super big. And, you know, anybody could play at those jam sessions. So it was a great opportunity for a young guy coming up to get to play with, say, somebody of his caliber. And you had cats like, Mike Bloomfield with Paul Butterfield and Charlie Musselwhite and, you know, the Grateful Dead, Jerry Garcia, Santana, his brother George Santana.
Right.
Buddy Miles. Everybody was hanging out in the city, so, in San Francisco at that time, you know. So.
Well, those who may not be familiar with your music and who have not heard it, they're in for a treat tonight. You have sent me some songs that I like to play. And for those that are maybe listening, any of these songs that we're going to be playing tonight, you can also go to some of the websites we've got listed on our website and click on and find out more information about John Garcia's music and how you can get his music. But I'm going to play one of your songs now, and we'll come back and chat a little bit more. And I'm going to pick one of my favorites, which I've been listening to ever since you sent it to me. I must have listened to it 30, 40 times now. So I'm going to play I Love You More Every Day. And what's the background on that song? Is there a special label on that?
Yeah, well, it's an old it's an old Freddie King tune. I don't think Freddie wrote it. I can't remember exactly who wrote that tune originally, but it was the flip side of one of Freddie's popular tunes.
Okay.
You know, the flip side of 45s, usually some of the songs on the flip sides were better than the actual A side, you know. And that was just a tune I had from years ago on an old 45. It's a tune I always liked. And then I had always aspirations to record it at some day in my life, and I did. And it's a favorite of mine, too.
Well, that's a good one. I'm going to go ahead and play that, and we'll put you on hold for a minute, and everybody sit back and listen to I Love You More Every Day by John Garcia.
that long, both night and day. Give me your heart, your lips too. Don't hold back, you know I want all of you. I love you more every day. Fool's rushing, time goes by, yes, a fool such as you and I. I don't care, you know what people say, everybody's somebody's fool someday. If my heart will let me learn, love is fire, I gotta get burned. I love you more every day.
Particular recording there, we actually used some session players. We had Paul Ravelli on drums, or Randy Bermudez on drums, and we also had Steve Czarnecki playing keyboards, and Steve Lucky was on piano. And that wasn't my normal working band. It was more of a studio for that particular record, and then on harmonica was Dave Barrett. And these days, typically, the band that I've been doing more of a power trio thing these days.
Okay.
And my regular guys are Wally Schnolly on drums and Steve Smith on bass.
Now, do you actually go out and now play for different events and concerts, or how does it work now? Are you actually actively out there doing those type of gigs now?
Well, I'm still playing, yeah. I mean, I'm not teaching. I'm not playing maybe quite as much as I normally would play because, you know, I'm teaching too, so
okay.
I do a lot of teaching, you know, educational stuff. But, you know, it's kind of split about 50-50. Between, if I'm not teaching, then I'm playing somewhere. And, you know, I'm doing clubs, and I do festivals and parties and corporate stuff. You know, I play a lot of the different stuff that you normally would play.
Well, I know you say you're teaching. So you're actually teaching at the School of Blues in San Jose and at the Gilroy Music Academy?
Yeah, yes. Both of those places I've been teaching for at least a good 10 years, both of those places. Or longer,
hey,
actually.
I think Crispy wants to move to California and move it out your way so he can play some blues, huh, Crispy?
Yes. After listening to you play, I was like, oh, my God, I got to go. I have to go to this school, and I need to just win the lottery this Saturday and just head out to California or just pack up your truck and go. Like, so awesome.
Well, there's a pretty good, you know, there's a pretty cool blues scene here, I think, here on the West Coast, especially in the Bay Area. It's a lot of really fine players out here.
Well, I've got a bunch of your songs here. You tell me what is there some of the ones that are more recent or what, some of your favorites you want me to play? There's Dimples or Lonely for Love. You tell me which one we want to go up next so the people can hear some of your music.
Hey, all the stuff, you know, I mean all that stuff I'm pretty happy with. I mean, I'm proud of most of that stuff. There is, you know, I don't think I would have sent you anything that I didn't like, but you know, the a lot of that stuff was recorded at different times. But, you know, music, you know, I don't think it loses its quality,
no.
Whether it's older or newer. Like I said, I think all the stuff I sent you, I personally like myself.
All right, well, let's crank up another one. How about Lonely for Love?
Sure.
I'll play Lonely for Love, and everybody sit back and enjoy John Garcia. This is Lonely for Love.
Woke up this morning, was feeling kind of bad. My baby's gone, she's done left my bed, and I'm lonely. Lonely for love. Well, so lonely, lonely for some love. 2 and 1 is 3. My baby said she loved me, but she lied to me, and I'm lonely. Lonely for some love. Well, so lonely, lonely for some love. Feet ain't got no money, nothing to eat, and I'm lonely. Lonely for some loving. Well,
lonely, lonely for some love. Tell me about it, baby.
John Garcia, Lonely for Love. Oh, my God, excellent stuff. I'm a big blues fan anyway, and this is like, I feel like I'm listening to, like, a blues legend playing at this point. Excellent stuff. Now, I've got people on chat room who are actually making requests now, so you've got a group of people here that are listening in. Anybody, by chance, if you want to call in and ask any questions of John while we have him, you can call in our studio number, which is 714-242-5272. And John, if people want to buy your music, which website do they go to actually purchase CDs?
Well, right now you can still get like CD Baby. You can get CDs through CD Baby, and you can also get them through the School of Blues.
School of Blues, okay. So that's actually on our website. That'd be the www.schoolofblues.com. They can actually go there and purchase your music.
Right. And then, of course, if you want to go cdbaby.com, I think on CD Baby, though, the ones that are available on CD Baby are Serious Fun and We Are the Blues.
Okay.
To all my heroes, you probably would have to get, you know, directly through me or through the School of Blues.
So how many CDs do you have?
Well, right now I have three out, okay? I have
okay.
Another one that's going to be coming out soon, a solo one that it's just myself in the studio. And then pretty soon here, probably in the next month, we're going to be doing a live CD.
Okay.
So.
Well, since we're getting requests on the chat room that people want to hear the song Dimples, I guess we better play Dimples. So,
all right, that sounds good.
I want to crank this one up. Everybody, this is John Garcia and Dimples.
Thank you. way you swish. You's my baby, I got my eyes on you. You got dimples in your jaw. 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 You's my baby, I got my eyes.
Questions that are popping up on our screen, our chat room, John. I doubt you can, but Crispy, what did you want to ask him? What was the question about the song?
I noticed part of the lyric there is something about you liking the swish. Not exactly what, sure what that might be.
Hmm. I love the way you swish. You know, you swish, yeah. You swish and sway. You know, them hips. You know, maybe.
Kind of like a motorboat on a lake,
yeah.
Kind of.
Swishing, you know. Yeah.
Nice.
Hey, you can use your imagination, right?
Right, exactly.
Well, John, do you have any gigs coming up anytime soon in the near future in California or anywhere else?
Yeah, I have actually in March, I have quite a bit of stuff going on in March. The 5th of March, we're playing at, there's a real cool blues club up here called Grandel Saloon in Campbell. And we're playing there on the 3rd.
Okay.
And then the 17th, there's a college here in Gilroy where I actually, you know, I'm from, Gilroy, California. Every year they have this this concert, it's called Bach to Blues. And they have an assortment of different types of music to play for that. But I play there every year with my group, and that's the 17th of March.
Okay.
And then if people are into wineries, you know, everybody likes the wineries.
Right.
The 25th, here in the Gilroy area, too, I'm playing a place called Fortino Winery. They have what they call a passport weekend, you know, where people come
right.
out. They hit all the wineries up and check everybody's wines. The 29th of March, I'm at Biscuit and Blues. It's a well-known blues club in San Francisco.
Okay.
It's where a lot of the national acts play. It's a great showcase for blues. Anyway, that's the 29th.
And then is your whole schedule, is it listed on your website or where you're going
to
be?
Yeah, I usually try to keep it up to date. Pretty much if you want to, I keep it up to date on Reverb Nation.
Okay.
So it'd be like reverbnation.com/John Garcia Guitar.
All right.
I keep my schedule up there. Or, you know, for still some people that still do MySpace, I'm on MySpace too, John Garcia Guitar.
You know, I had to ask a couple questions too. Did you see B.B. King and the president the other night?
Yeah, I saw some clips of that. That was great.
I guess that brought back memories, huh?
Oh, absolutely. But it's great.
You know,
it's great.
It's great to see the president singing the blues with B.B. King. Can't
Sweet Home Chicago. Yeah, that was very cool. Well, you know, it's great to have that. I mean, it's about time, huh?
Yeah, really. And I guess you know this is a food show, so I have to ask you too. Do you do any cooking? Are you a griller or anything like that?
A little bit, yeah. I like to barbecue and grill. My son he likes to grill and barbecue also. I think it runs in the family.
Well, that's what I say. I've always said that blues and barbecue just go together like peas and carrots, right?
Yeah. Listen, you gotta have good food and then some music to go with it, right?
That's right.
Nice.
Well, we really do appreciate you taking time to come on our show tonight and share some of your background and some of your music. And anybody who's listening out there, check out the website. You can just click on the links that are on our show here and check out his music. Go buy his CDs. And John, we just really appreciate and I feel honored to have you on the show.
Yes,
well, hey,
thank you.
I appreciate you a lot for having me. It was my pleasure.
Yeah, I'm heading up to San Francisco perhaps sometime in March or April. I'm going to have to check you out for real and go to one of your shows.
Yeah, definitely look me up. And I'm easy to get a hold of, so.
Well, we do appreciate you coming on. And as we say goodbye to you, I'll play another one of your songs. Do you have one in particular, or can I just pick one?
You just pick one. I'll let you.
All right. Well, we do appreciate you coming on, and thank you very much for stopping by. And you're welcome to come back anytime. If you're cutting any new music or any CDs, please make sure to let us know, and we'll have you on again.
Oh, absolutely. I definitely will contact you.
All right. Well, thank you very much. You take care.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. And that was John Garcia, and I think it's appropriate that, believe it or not, Crispy, we have actually cranked out 45 minutes, and we got about 2.5 minutes to spare, just enough time to play one more of his songs and call it a night.
Yeah,
do you have anything to add? I mean, that 45 minutes just shot by.
I know. This show went really quick, like a Saturday show. No, just thank you for everyone that supports our show and listens to the awesome buffoonery. That was pretty cool having John Garcia on the show.
Excellent.
Yeah, it, like, gave me chills. Kind of like when I see a hot cheeseburger.
And on that note, we do appreciate everybody tuning in. And don't forget, tomorrow morning we do have our regular show, Grillion Ideas. What is it? What we call Bad Boys, the Foodie Network or Foodie Airways. We'll be on at 8:30 tomorrow morning. That's specific
Bad Boys
time.
Of Foodie Radio. Radio, radio, wiki, wiki, whack, radio.
And we have three good guests tomorrow, so do tune in. And as we sign off tonight, and I'm going to have some more of this whipped cream, alcohol-infused whipped cream, and you can drink some more of your beer over there. We're going to call it night.
That's right.
Thanks again for everybody tuning in. And here's I'm going to play Close to Me by John Garcia as we sign off. And everybody come again next Friday night, and we appreciate you stopping by.
I want you to be close to me, baby, like white on rice. Close to me, honey, like spots on the dice. I want you to be close to me, baby, like Siamese twins. Close to me, honey, like eggs to hens. I want you to be oh so close all the time, so I can feel the blood running warm down my spine. I want you to be close to me, baby, like the white on the sheep. Close to me, honey, like hair on a sheep. I want you to be close to me, baby, like eggs to hens. Close to me, honey, like Siamese twins. I want you to be oh so close all the time, so I can feel the blood running warm down my spine. me, baby, like white on rice. Close to me, honey, like spots on the dice. I want you to be close to me, baby, like Siamese twins. Close to me, honey, like eggs to hens. I want you to be oh so close all the time, so I can feel the blood running warm down my spine. I want you to be close to me, baby. I want you to be close to me, baby. I want you to be close to me, baby, all the time, all the time. I want you to be oh so close all the time, so I can feel the blood running warm down my spine.